Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. And from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. Several years ago, as I was standing outside a church talking to people, a family came through and said they were visitors, and they said they were from Detroit. At which point in time I said, "Well, yeah, that's actually where I was born as well." And they said, "Oh, really? Where were you born?" And I said, "Sinai Hospital." At which point in time they said, "Oh, we used to live right near there. We know that area real well." So I said, "Well, is the historical marker with my name on it still there?" And for about 15, 20 seconds, they just kind of stared at me and said, "Well, we haven't seen that." I said, "I'm just joking with you." But the thing we have a tendency to do as human beings is build memorials, build shrines to things that have happened. And that was Peter's first thought here. Having experienced Jesus transfigured before them, he said, "Let's memorialize it. Let's put up these three tents so that people can come here and maybe even pay an entry fee." And he was kind of missing the point, at least at first. Because I am fairly certain that the reason why he took those three with him up that mountain was that they would have enough of an experience that entered their hearts that they would have what they needed to get through the difficult days that were to come. Those days where, after entering into Jerusalem, Jesus was arrested, tortured, and executed. And those days would have shaken their faith right to the core, because they still couldn't fully understand that Jesus' love for us was so profound that he was willing to die for us. And I think without moments of revelation, like the Transfiguration, they may have just totally given up. They got within a hair of throwing in the towel, yet they stayed strong. And I think it was because they were able to look back at this moment and remember the truth of who Jesus was. Well, then we look at the letter of Peter and we can see that that very example was used to strengthen the early church that was starting to doubt, was starting to get shaky, that was struggling. Well, these words and this gospel are also meant for each one of us. when our faith gets maybe a little shaky, when it gets stressed, to remember the testimony of others who were there and fully understand the depth of God's love. And rather than build a memorial to them, we're meant to take them and allow them to truly become part of us, to be in our hearts and in our minds, to strengthen our faith.